Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I Don't Get It Podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the I Don't Get It Podcast. This is Lauren.
This is Naz.
This is Ashley.
And we do talk about food probably the majority of the time on this podcast and fast food in general, more specifically, actually, not in general. So we're doing a podcast all about fast food, kind of maybe some horrific behind the scene things, some maybe secret menu. So we're having some callers on today to discuss their time working at fast food restaurants.
Yes. This was inspired by last week when we were talking about the Travis Scott thing with McDonald's. I went to McDonald's a couple days afterward and I saw that they were out of the Travis Scott meal. And I go, how do you run out of quarter pounders? I said, we're out of quarter pounders because of Travis Scott, basically.
Right.
And I'm like, how do you run out of quarter pounders? I guess like when they send them the patties, like there's like the Big Mac patties, the quarter pounder patties, like the regular cheeseburger patties.
Right. But then you were saying like, don't they have the ingredients already?
They have
sort
the
of like
meat.
Popeyes.
I know.
And that chicken sandwich idea.
I'm like, they had the barbecue
Whole
sauce because I got the barbecue sauce to dip into the fries. The fries into the barbecue sauce.
Right.
Yeah, they have fries. They have Sprite. They have barbecue. They have buns.
Yeah.
So they have buns.
I'm like a little confused by that.
But I think it has to be packaging. Probably right,
like quarter pounder box they're out of.
Yeah, like I'm sure it's. Well, think about it. If it's a collab, it's got to have his name on it somehow, or his name on the bag or the box or something.
And then
like,
if you just get a quarter pounder, then it's just a quarter pounder. It's not the Travis Scott.
Exactly. It said because of the Travis Scott special, we are out of quarter pounders.
So, okay.
I don't understand. I don't get it. And it's okay. I also was reading through a lot of your messages on the boards and people
are mad at you.
Wait, what do you mean?
I saw a lot of people on the message boards were saying, oh, I don't know if I'm going to love hate this podcast because you guys are going to ruin fast food for me. You guys, I don't know what can be said that's going to actually make me not go to these places anymore because I'm going
Wait,
to
you're talking about the podcast we're doing right now,
yeah.
Not last week's.
Okay, yeah, okay. They're saying like they're going to be so grossed out by the way they make food or like the kind of cleanliness habits, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you guys, I'm going to think that it's very situational. I'm not going to think that like that 99% of the time this is actually happening.
Well, I share the same hesitation with them,
really?
Even though I really wanted to do this podcast because I'm like, we always do like horror stories about other stuff. Like, why not fast food? Even though this isn't a horror story it's just like,
it's like
fast food diaries, really.
There you go.
Yeah. But I share the same hesitation. I don't want to like picture
I went to Taco Bell yesterday and I will continue, even if it is from a meat hose, you know?
Exactly. But apparently there's no such thing as the meat hose. So says some girls. Says some girls who worked at Taco Bell on our message boards.
Okay, cool.
All right. So let's get Kristen on. She worked at Jamba Juice. I'm going to be honest, never had a Jamba Juice drink in my life.
What?
Really?
You've never had a Jamba Juice smoothie?
Mm-mm.
You guys,
it's pretty good. I'm allergic to all of it, but it's delicious, and I like the food.
I forgot you're allergic to like mango sap and stuff like that, or whatever.
Banana.
What was I going to say? So in Boca, when Jamba Juice opened, it was like, oh my god. Before school, like we're going to Jamba Juice, and it was literally like the place to be, like wheatgrass shots, and like, and they had secret things.
None
of it.
It's all sugar,
exactly. But we thought it was so healthy, and like everything they had there. What was I going to say? They had secret stuff on the menu. I would specifically suggest for people to order the white gummy bear smoothie or clear gummy bear smoothie. It's not on the menu. It was so good, and I remember getting it before high school.
It sounds good to me, Lauren. Lauren's a weirdo like that.
Okay,
should we get her on the line?
Okay, yeah. Get her in.
All right.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Kristen. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're great.
So great. We're excited to hear about Jamba Juice and your stories from working at Jamba. Please.
There's so many.
Please start with the one where you say that we'd throw the frozen fruit that you throw on the floor.
Yeah, that one.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Okay, so they're in huge boxes, right? And you have to get it out of the bag and like slam it on the floor to break it apart, kind of.
The frozen fruit.
And it like... Fruit. Yeah.
Okay.
So if it like opens a little bit and gets all over the floor, they're like just kind of like shove it back in the bag because they don't want to like waste it. And I was like, oh my god! Like when I was training, I was like, that is so gross. Like you're literally like eating off of the floor.
That's part of your training. If it's on the floor, you're gonna use it.
Yes, I was like, that's crazy.
Based on your email, it seems like waste is a big thing with them. You also. If somebody ordered the drink, what happened there? If you already put it in the garbage.
So if they like ordered the drink and then we got it wrong or whatever, like they were like, that's not the one I wanted. We would have to put it in the waste bin and it's in the freezer. And then if someone came up next and was like, I want like the strawberry wild, they were then like, we would take that one and they would like put it back in the blender basically and mix it again. Like it was already like used. Like that is so not okay.
And how long is it in the waste bin for? Like the day?
So they usually do it for the day and then the next day someone will come in and like throw it out.
Okay.
But if it's already in there and like it's been in there for hours, then they'll just go back and like be like, oh, this is what they wanted. Why like waste more?
Let me tell you, I got a Jamba Juice like last week.
Wait, really, Lauren?
I was literally trying to get more like fruit in my life. And I took one sip of it, you know, obviously I was allergic to it. So then I put it in the fridge. So like when my boyfriend came home, he could have it. But then I went back like an hour later and that shit doesn't look right when you wait.
Ew, no. Really?
It does disintegrates not look right.
Like in a weird way.
It's like water and it's like all separated.
Yeah, my family would be like, oh, I'm going to come in. I'm like, don't. Do not.
Like, how high in calories is everything at Jamba? Like, so high, right?
Yeah, it's really high. And everyone, like, thinks it's a healthy place to go. And it's really not.
I know. You know why? I will say it's because before I lived in LA. Like, I feel like Jamba Juice came into my life right before high school. I was telling them, Kristen, before you got on. But feel like there weren't really any juice places, like, franchises like this, you know, where you could go get a wheatgrass shot until Jamba Juice.
Yeah. And, like, to this day, like, I won't go to any juice places because I'm like, I don't trust it. Like, I'll, like, make it at home. Like, I'll make my smoothies at home.
You talk about there being, like, outdated milk.
Wait, oh, gosh. Ew, yes. What?
So, there's milks that we use. So, it's, like, the soy milk, the 2%, the almond. And then there's these little, like, date tags. And you have to write a date on them, like, when you're supposed to dispose of them. Mm-hmm. If they're in there for too long. And when my manager would go in and check, like, oh, this one's expired, but just slap another date tag over it and write a different date.
That shit is so fucking like, gross.
There's still half the carton and we're not trying to like throw away half a carton.
So we're trying to food poison people instead.
Does this manager win an award for like thriftiness?
Exactly.
Because, like a bonus?
Yeah, but like even the head, like they were so strict on like what we used and like everything.
Wow.
You say that the wheatgrass that Naz used to get in high school wasn't actually so fresh. How's that?
Wait, what? What?
Yeah. Because you know, when you walk in and it's like on the shelf up there.
Yeah.
And you can see like the grass. Yeah. So
grass.
Is it not real? Like, is it like from Michael's? Is it like fake floral?
So it's like it's been sitting in there for quite a while. Like rarely ever do we use new ones. We just kind of use it until like it's all gone, but it's gross. It like gets like a weird smell.
Ew.
Once it's been in there for too long. And then there's like it just looks disgusting.
Wait, so how long ago did you work at Jamba Juice?
I quit in January.
Oh, recently.
Oh, this is recent.
But
okay.
Do you think yes. this? Do you think these are like isolated situations? Like, or did you hear through the grapevine that like most Jambas operate in this?
It's not. Yeah, like most Jambas. Because I had a friend that worked at a different one, and she was saying like same. Yeah.
Oh, no wow. way.
Ew. Yeah.
Another company that we have had so much positive feedback from is Rothy's. So we want to take a minute here and talk about Rothy's. If you know, I know you've heard of it because this is probably not the first podcast you've listened to where we've talked about Rothy's. They are the eco-friendly, material-based, repurposed plastic water bottles, bags, and shoes. Yeah, they're made out of repurposed plastic water bottles, marine plastic. So you're being eco-friendly while also wearing the comfiest flats that ever exist. Vogue is obsessed with them. Meghan Markle wears them. So you guys should wear them, basically.
Yeah, and what's crazy is not only is it just like the most comfortable shoe ever, and I love that it just comes in, you know, an array of different patterns and colors.
Yeah.
They also have bags now, which is super, super exciting because I don't know if everybody knows this, but you're supposed to match your shoes with your bag.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, everyone should know that. Well, thank you for
just letting everybody know that that's sort of the rule, the unwritten rule
that's
there.
So yes. good for me to know.
And, but like, Ashley was saying, obviously they're incredibly comfortable. I love all the different prints and patterns, ranges of style. Love that it's eco-friendly, sustainable. Another major bonus is that they are actually fully machine washable. So every time that they need a refresh, I simply toss them into the washing machine and then they are so clean.
Bada bing, bada boom. So check out all the amazing shoes and bags available right now at rothys.com/get it. That's Rothys.com, rothys.com/get it. Style and sustainability meet to create your new favorites. Head to rothys.com/get it today.
I know that. Okay. Wait. She's got other stories here, you guys. She wrote us a lot of great bullet points.
Okay.
You talk about the bakery items, and they're so stale, you say.
Yeah. So there's a huge freezer. It's the walk-in freezer. So basically, those are the bakery items. We keep those for months.
And then
I knew that.
I feel like
if you know how they're on the container, like in the front,
right?
Yeah.
So we're supposed to dispose of those too at the end of the night.
You freeze them?
They've been sitting out all day. So they just told us to like put them back in the freezer. It'll be fine. Like.
Freeze, defrost.
No way.
You know, at the top of the podcast when we're like, I don't think anything they could say could change what I do.
Yeah,
I'm not going to Jamba.
Yeah,
anymore.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly. Wait, this is. I don't know if I want to do this podcast.
I'm about to reveal the grossest of all the bullet points that Kristen has given us.
I will say I wasn't a Jamba frequenter, so this one's like, okay.
It's not, I've never been there. So
I don't want to hear bad shit about McDonald's.
Well, we're not going to do that. Okay, so you said the lids you would use to make the smoothies was dirty.
Not the lids to make the smoothies, but the lids in the, you guys, have you seen how we dip it, like we go into a dip box and scoop the fruit out and put it into the blender? That we hold all the fruit in and all the ice creams and all the sherbets and everything, those lids that we use at the end of the night are so dirty and rusty, and the dirt falls into it.
The rust falling into it freaks me out more.
Yeah. So all that stuff, because Jamba Juice is cheap, they do not want to buy new stuff.
Oh my goodness. Damn. How's like the food, like the chicken wraps and stuff?
They have that at
Jamba Juice? That's frozen too. So that stuff's all frozen.
Well, duh. I feel like we know that though, right? Like we know this.
Munch is a little worrisome.
A long time.
I guess, yeah. I mean, I used to work at Dunkin'. I guess Munch is
a huge box, and not a lot of people don't end up ordering that stuff. Yeah. Like they just want like the waffle. Or like the cheddar wrap or the pretzel like already there in front of them, because we don't put out the chicken wraps and all that stuff.
Okay, well, before we let you go, I want to know about the. I just want to know if I'm not
Did you ever make the white gummy bear smoothie or the clear gummy bear smoothie?
Yes, that one's really popular.
Yeah, but it's like, is it on the menu now? Because it used to not be on the menu, so I felt so cool
it's
going
in
and ordering
it.
It's on
the menu, I think, now because it's got so popular.
But it was secret,
the red
right?
gummy's on there, too.
Oh,
yeah.
Red gummy bear. Mm. Cool.
Well, Kristen, this has been a pleasure. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We appreciate your presence here and just listening all the time.
Yes. Thanks,
thank you. I love you guys.
Oh, we love you too. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Now we will move on. Who is our next
guest?
Wait,
I'm with Lauren. I'm not going to Jamba. You know what sucks too is sometimes Jamba's like the only quote unquote healthy thing at the airport. Like I know that there have been times where I think it's Vegas and JFK where I'm like, oh, there's nowhere I can get just like oatmeal except for like Jamba juice. Oh.
I feel like oatmeal, as long as it's not like overnight oats, is fine.
You think?
Oh, yeah. But I feel like the frozen chicken freaks me out because I get the chicken Caesar wrap from Jamba Juice.
Yeah, but Lauren, think about it.
Are you that from ew, that is so gross.
You guys, I have Trader Joe's like chicken breasts in my freezer for the past 6 months, and that's totally normal. And like,
I don't know.
You can eat it.
Past 6 months.
They usually say there's an expiration date on there, and like frozen food lasts a long time. Like that doesn't freak me out.
I guess you're right.
It's like them using dirty appliances that freak me out.
Yeah.
All right. Sense. So our next guest is Samantha. Samantha, I believe, did dirty things in her fast food restaurant.
Oh, like she was
the dirty one.
Oh, okay. So we can't take it out on the place she worked at.
Exactly.
Okay. Cool.
All right. Let's get her on the line. All right, Jessica, welcome to the podcast. We heard that you worked in fast food at some place in the Southeast that I am not familiar with. Zaxby's?
No, Zaxby's.
Oh my gosh.
We never had that.
Yeah, I don't know what that is either.
Wait, you guys
you
know
guys
what Zaxby's is?
Out.
No.
You would love it. It's like Raising Cane's. You would love that, Zaxby's.
Literally, I asked Hunter when I was reading the story. I go, like, oh, do you know what Zaxby's is? He goes, oh my God. Yeah, it's like Raising Cane's. So there you go.
Yeah,
that's
funny.
So I've never heard of Raising Cane's. It must be regional.
Yeah, I think it's like
Raising Cane's is like the West. Yeah, it's like California Zaxby's. Like your standard like chicken nugget dips, like.
Delicious.
Yeah, so delicious.
I wonder if this is like a Crystal White Castle controversy situation.
Oh, could be. Well, tell us your stories from Zaxby's.
Okay, so I was, it's my first job. I was 16. I worked there for a good while. And I got into a little relationship with my boss that we kept under wraps because he was definitely not allowed to be dating someone in the restaurant. And we had, let's call it relations.
Okay, Bill Clinton.
I did not have relations with the intern.
I did not have sexual relations with. So we ended up, I mean, we did it everywhere. We were in the walk-in fridge because the fridge at a fast food restaurant is the size of a bedroom.
Is
you
it
know?
Freezing?
So the freezer was too cold, but the fridge was actually great.
Just right.
Wait, but like near the products?
On the products?
No way.
So, for example, I don't know about Raising Cane's, but Zaxby's sells coleslaw. And you make the coleslaw from these humongous bags that are like 10-pound bags of like cabbage and radish all chopped up. The bags are huge. They kind of form a mattress. And
in this scenario, they were a mattress.
In this scenario, maybe they were a mattress. So yeah, we always like somebody would order like extra coleslaw and I'd like wink at my boss and be like, oh, cool, you know.
That makes working there so fun.
yeah, it was good. But we got caught because they ended up needing to review camera footage inside the offices.
No way.
And
oh my God.
Were definitely like having sex all over the cameras. So I got
got fired and he kept his job.
No. The patriarchy is fucked up. That is some Bill Clinton, Monica Lewinsky bullshit.
I know, right? Because in that scenario, who became the bad guy? She did. And I became the bad guy at Zaxby's.
Wow. That's crazy. But
through all of that, I still know like our company's slogan, and I haven't worked there in like 15 years, but it's Zaxby's consistently creates encore experiences that enrich the lives of one customer at a time.
That's amazing.
That's so funny. All right. Well, that was a great story. Thank you for telling it here.
Yes. Ashley, I have to sidebar and tell you that I'm a wedding photographer and I'm obsessed with Rebecca Yale. I think that she is fabulous and I love seeing some of your wedding photos from her Instagram. She is a queen.
Thank you. She is so talented and so hardworking.
So she's a boss.
Forever thankful for the memories she was able to capture there.
I got to ask before you go, was your boss like way older or like...
It would not have surprised me if he was married, but he was 23 and I was 17.
Okay.
All right.
Somewhat
legal,
depending on the state.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. In this state, no.
Okay.
Bye, Jessica.
I'll say I was 18 if I need to.
Listen, next time I'm at Zaxby's, I'm just going to be thinking about not getting coleslaw.
Yeah.
You can swap the coleslaw for double fries if needed.
Oh, hell yeah. Sounds good. All right. Thanks, Jess.
All right. Thanks.
All right, guys, we're going to take a quick second to talk to you about a sponsor that so many people have actually been using and hitting us up about, which just warms my heart because I know that therapy can be intimidating. And I know you guys have heard me talk about this a million times before, but I feel like this year, more than any other year, it is the year to just sit down and talk to someone. So if you guys don't know what BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches. So they make it really easy and free to change counselors if you want. And it's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available, which is honestly the biggest reason why I love it, because the reason why I was hesitant to even start therapy is because of how expensive it is.
BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. And what's great for me is that I remember going into the therapist's office and waiting in the waiting room and like seeing people come in and out. And like, if you live in a small town, people are going to see you go in and out, and you know, it makes you feel uncomfortable. So this is a way to get therapy without having that uncomfortable waiting room. And BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors for your reason.
Yeah, and you can start communicating within under 24 hours, which I think is amazing, especially since there are some times where you do need to talk to somebody immediately. And you can also message your counselor anytime. They deal with everything: depression, stress, anxiety, relationship issues, sleeping, trauma, anger, family conflicts, LGBT matters, grief, self-esteem, broad range. And the service is broad. It's available for clients worldwide,
which is so great. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they're actually recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states, which is just insane. So if you guys want to start living a happier life today, as a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/get it. Join over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/get it. All right, guys, we got Katarina on the line, and all three of us are so excited because Katarina works for Mickey D's.
She used to work.
Used to work for the McDonald's.
But you didn't work at a location. You worked as a sensory scientist. So explain what that is.
Hey, so what I basically did was I tasted all the food every day and got paid for it.
That's incredible. Are you fucking kidding me? Like, what? That's what I want to be when I grow up.
How did you get into this? What was your major in college?
Yeah, what is the major in college? Like, what are the pre-elects? What are they called?
Right.
The prerequisites.
Pre-elects.
You have to eat a lot. No, I'm kidding. So I majored in food science at Mizzou. Literally had no idea what I wanted to do. And then I was going through like the website and it had a picture of ice cream. So I was like, well, So in college I took dairy judging. So I was dairy judging like butter. I was third place nationally, and took a lot of wine classes. So I went to different wineries and drank wine and got credit for it.
Okay, wow, wow, there's so many people.
Let's go back to dairy judging.
What?
Well, you better not have a lactose intolerance issue with that job.
Yeah,
only a little.
What does that mean?
So you go on these like field trips and you go taste butter that's like manipulated with different compounds, and you have to like tell them what's wrong with it, and then you get a trophy.
How do you train your tongue to do this?
I don't know. Well, people always ask me like, oh, how did you get so good at that? I mean, I think I was just kind of born with it, but then you can just kind of like train yourself. I just have eaten so many weird different things and judged different things that I've worked like for Anheuser-Busch before and did beer tasting before McDonald's. So I've had, I don't know, just crazy experiences that all kind of just like led me to get better.
So you have a high palate for recognizing and identifying like certain ingredients and certain sulfur and stuff.
With your expert tongue, what food at McDonald's do you think is the finest?
Oh, that's such a good question, Ashley. Journalism at its finest.
For sure, the fries, if they're cooked correctly. Oh, my God. And if they're salted, they like the appropriate amount.
1,000%. The there's nothing better than McDonald's fries.
Yes. No. And I know you guys are obsessed with the McFlurry. So I have to throw that in there. But yeah.
Can you give us more behind the scenes of the McFlurry?
Like, what's your day to day as a sensory person at McDonald's?
Well, I would honestly have meetings from like 8 to 5 downtown Chicago. And I have like different suppliers who, you know, supply the food for McDonald's have this new item or they want to change an ingredient. I was the one that said, okay, this is McDonald's standards or it isn't. So I would taste like buffalo sauce and then mayonnaise and pancakes. I mean, you name it, I tasted it all in like one day.
So going off of, I forget the documentarian's name. How am I forgetting that? You know, Super Size Me.
Mm. Yes.
Did you get supersized?
I did not. People always ask like, oh, how are you not a ton? I mean, this is kind of gross, but in the sensory world, you spit everything. Mm-hmm. Because if you were to swallow everything, you would just become like fatigued and it wouldn't taste right. You'd be full. Like imagine like, I had days where I would eat fries for 8 hours straight and you'd feel so sick at the end. So it's not healthy. Either,
right. Cause that's also a lot of salt and sodium. Yeah. Yes, it's like not good for you. So
and then at the end of the day, when you're tasting like the last fry, you're obviously going to think it tastes worse cause you're full and grossed out.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So you have to like take breaks and like drink lots of water. And then we eat, saltless saltine crackers, actually, that
to like cleanse your palate.
Cleanse the palate.
Right.
How do you probably can't answer this, but like, how do you guys get it to taste the same when I order it in Japan or London, you know, and in Florida?
So it's called like the one taste around the world. Yeah. But so my job was, say like beef patties, that was one of the categories I managed. We would bring in all of the suppliers in the United States who supplied and made our beef patties, and we would taste them side by side blind and then to make sure they all tasted the same.
Cool.
So they, and like at McDonald's, all of the suppliers worked together. There wasn't like this animosity towards each other. It was like, this is for McDonald's, they're the money making machine, so we should probably perform.
Learning about what was in the food, is there any reason that you are not enticed to go to McDonald's anymore?
No. I ate it every single day for 2 years and I'm just fine.
Like, that's amazing.
And you still crave it and you still want it.
Yeah. And like, people always ask me like, oh, how can you eat that? I'm like, if you know what goes into that process, into like the people, and I mean, the whole company as a whole is amazing. It doesn't get enough credit. The food's just top notch. Like, there's no reason you shouldn't go get a double cheeseburger. I mean, should you eat it every day? No, but it's fast food. But the quality of the ingredients have to be like above anyone else's out there.
Well, we are here to give credit.
That makes me so happy.
I know. We're here to give credit where credit is due. I need some more behind the scenes of the McFlurry. Like, is that dairy? Is that considered dairy or no?
Yeah.
Is it like a powder? Can you actually, you know what I do want to know? Cause I remember when I was watching the founder, they went from like having real ice cream to using sort of like space food powder to go back to using ice cream. So what has been the evolution of the McFlurry?
It really just comes in this bag and it's just dairy cream based. It's like an ice cream mix that you just put in this machine that's always broken and it comes out ice cream. But it's real ice cream. I mean, it's not like, you know, going to get a thing of Blue Bunny, but it's also not soft serve either.
Okay. What is it though?
It's an ice cream mix, which is, it has a really fat, a high fat content.
That's why it is the best. So good. It's like all the world. Vanilla. Yeah. We're literally just eating fat.
And it's made, but it's made with real vanilla, which is awesome. Like
that's why it's the vanilla that we eat. We don't choose vanilla anywhere else but there.
Exactly. Right. Yep. Lauren, yes, exactly.
Yeah, it's not like the artificial crap that like leaves a coating in your mouth. Yeah.
Right.
So what is your favorite sauce?
Not mayonnaise. the buffalo sauce. Buffalo. Like I would just drink that all day.
Wow. So good. Over the sweet and sour?
I don't like the sweet and sour. I know.
Oh, but with the nuggets?
Yeah, I'd eat a lot of nuggets too. Kind of ruined those.
Honey mustard is my favorite.
No, sweet and sour with the nuggets is mine.
So, I agree with you.
A lot.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
This podcast will be talking about like kind of grody things that happen at fast food places. How do you feel like a McDonald's is when it comes to like the standard of cleanliness at their restaurants?
I know, well, McDonald's like preaches that there's, you know, this really high standard for cleanliness and, you know, this family oriented thing. For me personally, I think it depends on location.
Yeah.
I mean, if you go into one in downtown Chicago, it's going to be a lot cleaner than, you know, middle of nowhere, Illinois, just because just the traffic turnaround. In and out. Yeah. Yes. So, I mean, I know like what has to go into cleaning all the machines. I mean, like the fryer has to be cleaned every hour. I mean, they can bypass it so many times, but then it just shuts down. So they can't really get around things. Like every like piece of machinery out in the back of the house is like a computer. It's just, it runs it.
Can you like debunk the myth or confirm, you know, when you show up at night and you want ice cream and they say the ice cream machine's broken, is it really just because it takes too long to clean out the machine and they're lazy?
Yes. It takes like, and it's like sometimes a 4, 6, or 8 hour cycle, I think. And a lot of people don't even know how to do it. And then like for me personally, it took me 2 hours to put that machine back together. And like that was my job.
Wow. So, why can't like, they just change it up and make it more simple?
No, don't change anything to the back. That's why it's so good, I'm sure.
Here's an inside scoop. Hopefully I don't get in trouble for this. But
tell us.
Next year, it was supposed to be this year, but Corona, you know, messed everything up. But next year, a fancy ice cream machine is coming to McDonald's, I think. And it has it having chocolate and swirl.
Shut the fuck up. You heard it here first, guys. We go get that swirl ice cream from McDonald's.
Now, will this be able to be turned into a McFlurry?
Oh yeah, I don't.
Yeah,
see
you couldn't add.
It's the same machine.
Oh okay.
Like it's the same ice cream.
And the same one you get in a cone is the same one you get in the cup.
Oh, it is.
McFlurry. Yeah, okay. That's why it's so fire.
Oh okay.
Wait, amazing. Yeah. Wow. Wait, we got. There's so much I have to ask you. Let's talk about the apple pie because that is my father's favorite. Any stories? Has that evolved? I've never even had the McDonald's apple pie.
It's really good. When I first started, it was just like the sheet of the crust on top. And then when I left, they were doing like the lattice. So it's fancier, just less crust. So it's just cost cutting. But it used to be fried apple pies. And if you like, they're still sold in the US, but I don't even know, a couple hundred stores. Those are bomb. And you have to get sundae on the side.
Yeah, you got to get the soft serve on the side.
So many tricks.
Yes.
What are some secret things we can order at McDonald's?
Is there a
secret menu?
I mean, I know you can find them. I don't personally know of any. I know you can get like the poor man's Big Mac, where you could just order like a McDouble at Mac sauce.
I liked you guys did the Mac Junior a couple years ago.
Yeah,
and I loved that. It was one patty, but all the same toppings.
Yes, that's what I would get too, because the bun's like too much on the Big Mac.
Yeah,
but you can always add Mac sauce, and if they try to charge you for it, just be like no. You should never pay for sauces at McDonald's. No, they should just be free.
Somebody messaged me. messaged me about the secret to ordering fries at McDonald's, like to say that you don't want salt or something. Can you explain this?
Yes. So
was that you? Did you explain this to me?
Maybe.
No, it may have been someone else.
You can order it with no salt, but the salt isn't going to stick as good as it would out of the fryer. McDonald's is the only fast food restaurant that does that. That's why they're the best, because the salt just like sticks to the grease. That's why. So if you ask them to make it fresh, they will. I mean, unless sometimes if you're in the drive-thru, you can't see, I get that, but they will drop a new thing of fries. And if you go during a busy time, like you know, noon or dinner time, you're going to get fresh fries no matter what, because they can only be held in the like fry bin for like 6 minutes and they have to throw them away.
Wow. Okay.
Holy
We spoke to somebody who worked at Jamba Juice, and they were big about not creating any waste, even if that meant keeping food way beyond the expiration date. You guys don't do that. They didn't.
I mean, it's done. I mean, you'll see like, I mean, a McChicken sit in the holding cabinet. That's where they keep everything warm, which I know gets knocked all the time, but that's how McDonald's is so fast. But if it gets held there for an extra 10 minutes, is it going to be the end of the world? No, but should it be held there for 2 hours? Definitely not. But it's done, just because, you know, a 16-year-old's not super thrilled about making minimum wage. And
yeah. Okay. So when you order a Big Mac, they don't make it right when you order it. It's in the warmer already to go.
The patties are in the warmer, but then they build it all. So, like,
that's okay. No, the patties are in the warmer.
Yes. There's this misconception that like during lunch, they'll just crank out cheeseburgers. They're not allowed to do that because they're going to throw them away. Yeah. And if the buns are held like in heat, it's going to become like toast and crunchy. And that's
so crazy. Yeah. I still have never had a McDonald's cheeseburger, and I've been having a cheeseburger renaissance this year. Maybe this is the year I try it.
Ashley, go take her right now.
We should do a follow-up and promote this episode with Naz going to get a burger.
But I'm told, you know why? You know what? Maybe you can help me. All three of you guys can help me out. I think I was super scarred by Super Size Me about like just hearing multiple parts of the cow in the patty, that I think that really just made me never want to try it.
It's also very, very not true. I've actually gone to many slaughterhouses, as gross as that is, for McDonald's, and it's the same beef that you buy anywhere else. Literally the same thing. They just put it two different lines. Yeah. It's like the chicken nugget thing. People are like, oh, the pink slime.
People are going to be like, you guys brought a PR woman from McDonald's on the podcast. This was
you really didn't.
No,
what?
She no longer works there.
No, I don't, but it's the best company I'll ever work for.
Oh, I love McDonald's. I want to work for them. What, real quick, obviously, before you let you go, got to talk about the chicken nuggets and then the the thing that Ashley and Lauren and I literally went crazy and got so sick over, the buttermilk tenders when those debuted. Was that two, three years ago?
What do you mean?
I feel like we ate so much. Not like sick.
I never feel any sort of reaction.
We felt, remember we ate so much of it?
Maybe Lauren, you guys. Do you, I do not have a sensitive stomach towards fast food. I think I ate too many of them.
Yeah.
It wasn't like in a bad way. It was just like,
no.
Are the buttermilk tenders still on the menu?
No, I don't think so.
They got taken off because of Corona, because of the supply chain. But I was actually on that developing team. So I was like on, I like held taste panels for consumers to see what they would like and stuff.
Can you,
so I was the, wow, I was on that.
Can you submit my name for future taste panels? I would love to.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, yeah, great.
I run them all the time right now, my current job in St. Louis. So, but I work now for like all fast food, not just.
Wait.
Well, yeah, put my name there too.
Wait, can all three of us taste for you?
Yes, and you can get paid.
Wait, I'd fly to Chicago for this.
No, wait, we could probably do it from here and get paid. She's in St. Louis.
Oh, yeah, this is true. We can just do virtual tastings. We'll just all get McFlurries and, you know.
Oh, yeah. Wait, this is so cool. I want to do this.
I can't let you go without asking one question about, you know, the international taste, because you said that you have like the international taste, right? So you know about the other products throughout the world. What is a product that the world has that America doesn't have that you would love to come here?
So I went to Guatemala, I guess 2 years ago for empanadas? McDonald's. They didn't at this one, but they have the best sundaes. Like they treat the whole McCafe and desserts like royalty. They have like this mango and a guava one. I mean, just great McFlurries, great sundaes, and then they have fried chicken, like bone-in, hand-breaded fried, because they're fried chicken and like rice and beans is what they want. They have it all for all three meals. So I had fried chicken for breakfast.
Wow. With some avocado. Oh, that sounds fire. Yeah. Oh, I'm so hungry now.
And then like in China, there's just, I mean, the craziest things you can
eat. I've seen some crazy things over there. I'm like, how is this from McDonald's?
Yeah. Well, you can also get alcohol at the ones in Europe. That's kind of cool. Mm-hmm.
That
is cool.
Yeah.
What's something that we have that no one else has?
Honestly,
ours is a standard.
No, I mean the McChicken and the double cheeseburger are kind of an Americanized thing, but they are sold like in Canada. But the best thing ever, international, I just thought of it. Mm-hmm. If you ever go to Canada, you have to get McDonald's poutine.
I didn't know they had poutine at McDonald's.
It is so good. It is so good. Like fries with gravy and cheese.
Very interesting that they have that.
Where do they get the coffee from for McCafe? Like, you know how people, because when it first came out, I was kind of snotty. I was like, I don't know if I trust McDonald's coffee, but it actually is pretty good. Where do you guys get your beans?
So mostly from like Colombia, Nicaragua. South America, Latin America, it's a very intense thing at McDonald's, their coffee. They take a lot of pride in it. And it's like, they have this grading system that's even more strict than other brands that I won't mention, but,
thank God.
Yeah. Burger King.
Yeah.
I thought she was talking about more of a coffee brand.
Like Starbucks.
Okay.
But,
Now I keep thinking about things to ask you. But I always loved the vanilla iced coffee. Truly, I think the vanilla iced coffee is better than Dunkin'. But the reason that I don't go
at
and
McDonald's,
get it, yeah,
it's
like,
oh,
it tastes
so
like
delicious.
I never had the vanilla.
Oh my God.
So good.
Actually,
I get black coffee.
Well, that's where I was going with this. When I have a Dunkin' vanilla iced coffee, it definitely tastes like dessert. It tastes like a cotton. It can't taste like cotton candy to me.
Damn.
And,
yeah, it doesn't taste like coffee.
I once saw that it's in a plastic bag, and I don't like that.
What?
At McDonald's or Dunkin'?
At McDonald's, they like pour it out of a plastic bag, and she froze.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, well, Katarina, this has been a world of education, and we appreciate you for that. Thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Bye.
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 Now I want McDonald's and not what mom's making.
All right, guys, we got Sam on the line, and she worked at Taco Bell. Of course, we couldn't do a fast food podcast without talking about Taco Bell. My first question to you, Sam, is can you debunk this rumor that there is a meat hose that they use for all the beef there?
Ew. A meat hose?
Yeah. Have you ever heard that rumor before?
No, and I never used a meat hose, so I don't think that's real, but that sounds terrifying.
People are fucking liars out there. There's no meat hose.
So, like,
there's
how do you guys handle the meat? Like, do you just have big slabs of meat, you chop it up, just like you would with tacos at home?
No, it comes on a truck. It comes frozen in little, like, baggies, and in the morning you cut them open, you dump the meat into a pan, and you put it into a warmer, and it warms it up.
Well, hey, look, that's not creepy at all, guys.
It's already ground. Well, it's already ground.
It's already cooked.
Already seasoned. You don't have to do anything with it. You just dump it in a pan and warm it up. So nothing too scary.
No, not at all. Nice.
Well, do you have any fun stories from your times at Taco Bell? Because all three of us are really, I would say the top two for all three of us is McDonald's and Taco Bell.
You know,
would
I love Burger King.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I also love Wendy's. I don't know.
Yeah,
I
but really top two is what?
No, I don't think that I would put Taco Bell up there.
Oh, McDonald's and Taco Bell are my top two.
Yeah.
I love Taco Bell, and I worked there. I mean, there's certain times I wouldn't eat there. Like, I would only eat there during, like, lunch rush or dinner rush, because the rest of the time your food, like, there's timestamps of how long, like, meat can sit in the warmer before they have to put fresh meat in, and they'll just change the sticker on it if they don't use it. So,
to pretend like it was fresh.
Yes. Yeah. So then if like an inspector came in, they would be like, oh yeah, that meat's fresh. We just put it up.
Oh, that's
so
the
best time to go is for lunch or dinner. And say you go at like 3 or
it could have been
11. It could be gross.
Yeah. It could have been sitting there for hours and they'll just change the timestamps. So lunch rush and dinner rush are the times to go.
Okay. Very helpful. I had it last night at 5. Do you think that was a good time?
Yeah, that was probably a good time.
Okay, cool.
Well, get Sam,
it at like 10 o'clock at night.
That's funny. Well, damn, that's like the prime time to go to Taco, though, for fourth meal.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting, but Skims has changed that. You know I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give, but what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Anyways, okay, so Sam, tell us some story. You did share like a straw story with all of us. We'd love for you to share with our listeners.
Yes. So people are just very rude to you when you work fast food, when you're in the drive-thru, you know, people come through and they tell you you're fat or just, they're just rude all the time. So once I just, I started breaking people's straws, like I would snap them on the wall so they'd have a hole in their straw. So when they would start drinking it, their straw would be broken. I thought it was funny, and it was like my own little revenge. And it's not.
Well, you can't drink your Mountain Dew bottles.
I love it.
Exactly. It's not gross. It's not like spitting in people's food or anything, but it gives them a little bit of a punishment when they're rude to you. I would pre-snap a couple straws and keep them next to my register in case, you know. You hand them your drink first and then you go get their food and bring their food over. So if I brought them their food and they're like, oh, my straw is broken, I'd be like, oh, my my God, that's terrible. I'm so sorry. That's the worst. And then I would just hand them another broken straw.
That's amazing.
And they drive away.
Oh my God.
Now I'm thinking every time I've gotten a broken straw that I've been a bitch or something.
They're punishing
you. I do not tend to be a bitch though. Maybe it just happens.
Maybe it just happens. Well, that's what gave me the ideas. My straw was broken after I went to a gas station one day and I was like, oh, this is the worst. And I was like, oh, I can start doing that to people. That's funny.
I'm going to use this opportunity to read some stories that were on the message boards. And I need to I need you to confirm that something this horrific would never happen at Taco Bell.
Okay.
Wait, I like want to take my headphones off.
So this, wait, I'm no. This is not about Taco Bell in general. Oh. This is about like places in general.
Oh, got it.
Okay. One person, Chelsea on the boards, said that she heard of somebody finding a crack pipe in their town when they got their pizza from Little Caesars. Another person, and
a crack pipe was in the pizza that they ordered from Little Caesars.
Yeah. Oh, another person found an ace bandage in her clip and she was eating at Taco Bell.
Her what?
An ace bandage clip. You know, like how you like tie it around tie it together.
Yeah.
That was in her Taco Bell a couple years ago. But the very worst story that I just cannot, I can't believe that this has happened. It says, oh, it's from Taco Bell.
Just say it.
I don't want to hear it.
This person said that there was a man who worked there that was ejaculating into the food. And then another person responded to this and said that this also happened at their local Dairy Queen. Some guy was ejaculating into the ice cream.
No.
You know, I just don't think I would really be surprised by anything.
Are you I will never be the same after this podcast. You've just ruined what brought me joy.
People are so gross. And it's really like anybody can work at fast food. Anybody can deliver pizza. So
It's just bad apples. It's not the company. Yeah. It's not every Taco Bell. There are bad apples and everything. Right. So you just got to hope you're not getting one.
I had certain people I wouldn't even let make my food when they were working at Taco Bell. I would wait until my shift was over and come back so I could have food not made by that gross person.
Oh Lord.
Interesting.
Oh, wow.
That's concerning because I don't know how to judge them based on their cleanliness habits.
The crack pipe, I feel like they may have ordered something like, hey, I want a pepperoni pizza with a side of mushrooms. And maybe that's like the lingo to be like, hey, also give me a crack pipe.
That's hilarious. I mean, obviously there's
special instructions.
I mean, these things are bound to happen, guys. Of course. Like one time, remember there was like someone that got a McDonald's meal and like someone's demo CD or tape was in there.
Or the Wendy's chili chicken finger. Wendy's chili finger.
Had a finger.
But was it really?
Wait, no.
I thought that was debunked.
No.
I thought that was debunked.
There's no way.
I'll look it up and I'll let you guys know at the end of the podcast.
Well, I think it was like a piece of meat or something that they said that it was.
Okay. Yeah, it was a piece of meat. It was a finger.
All right. Well, Sam, thank you so much for your Sam with the straws.
Thank you so much for having me. I feel so cool. I'm such a big fan of you and your podcast. And I just feel really honored that I got to do this with you.
Oh, thank you so much. And thanks for reminding the world to be nice to fast food workers.
Yes. You never know what they can do. You can't see them. Yes. So
not all heroes wear capes.
Bye, Sam.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you.
I have news on the Wendy's chili finger lady. Yes, it was a lie. She comes clean and then found herself back in prison on another lie at some point afterwards.
Okay, so she's trying to get money.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we got our next person on the line, Nylene, who I'm letting in right now. And Nylene works at In-N-Out, so I'm very excited for this one because obviously I frequent In-N-Out multiple times. She's connecting to audio. Nylene, you're on the I Don't Get It podcast. Can you hear us?
Yeah. Hello.
Hi, Nylene.
Yay. Okay. So now you work at In-N-Out and you shared with us some pretty interesting stories. One in particular, right? That you were interested in? Were there a couple?
Bathroom one. I don't even know. Talked about the bathroom.
Oh, there's a crazy one.
Let's talk about the bathroom then.
Oh, the bathroom one. So I closed last night. So when you close at In-N-Out, you go in from 8:30 to 1:30 or 2, depends on the weekend. And basically there was this guy that went into our bathroom and he was in there for like an hour or two. And then my manager was like, what the heck? So she went in and she kind of like didn't check on him. But once he came out, he was just like walking around our dining room. Like he was basically on something. And I was just like, what the heck? Because I got sent out to sweep because, you know, it really humbles me. And then and then he looks at me and I'm outside. So he looks at me, he starts walking. And then so I go in like through the back door kind of to go hide basically. So I was like, what the heck? And then so he was there probably for like 3 hours. And then he was basically on drugs.
You probably deal with a lot of that. I feel like working at fast food restaurants, like people that are in like that just come in late at night or like stay in the bathrooms.
Using the bathroom. Yeah.
Yeah. That's why In-N-Out, even the ones that are outside in the bathrooms are outside. They're locked. Like you need a key code.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay. Wait, nice. So do you have, obviously this is like specific to people that live in like Texas, California, like other, you know, Nevada and like where In-N-Out is, but like, can you tell us of any secret things we could, cause their secret menu,
she says that they have so many.
Yes. Please tell us about the secret menu. Cause when you look at the In-N-Out menu, there's only like 4 to 5 items on there. What are the secret? What's the secret stuff?
Okay, so basically they have really funny names too. One is the Flying Dutchman. So Flying Dutchman is 2 meat patties, and then you have 1 cheese in the middle and then another cheese on top. Mm. So it's basically like the inside of a burger, and you can get grilled onions, whole grilled onions, like tomatoes. So basically you can order like the inside of the burger only.
So without the bun.
No bun.
Yeah, like no bun at all.
The cheese is basically the topping.
So it's a keto burger.
Okay. Yeah, basically. And then we have something called a puppy patty. When I first started working at In-N-Out, people would say like the weirdest things to me. I was like, what is that? I'm like, wait, guys, like, I don't know. And then, so it's just a meat patty, no salt. And then
it's for your dogs.
Yeah, for the dogs.
Okay.
And then we have, you can order up to a 4x4. Like, we have basically just a single cheeseburger, a double-double, a 3x3, and a 4x4. And you can also like customize it if you only want 2 cheeses or 3 cheeses, 4 meats. You can basically do anything. Mm. Yeah.
And then is animal style on the menu, or is that also quote secret?
Secret.
It's quote secret.
Everyone knows it.
Yeah. We don't have it on display, but everyone knows about it. I don't know. People call it like monkey style. I'm just like,
oh, that's interesting. I even knew before we moved to California to get animal style.
That's so funny. I thought that was on the menu. I didn't know that was a secret. What about the different ways you can order fries?
And why do the fries kind of suck?
Honestly, I don't really eat the fries. People will look at me weird. Like, I barely get... I think animal style fries are better than the regular fries. But I don't know why they suck. I don't even work fries. I'm a level 3, so you have different levels with responsibilities. I won't fucking touch the fryer. I'll just be honest. Like, that is beyond me.
I like the fries when you ask for them well done, and you just have to salt them a lot. But they're a lot healthier than
they
the average.
Yeah, they don't have a lot of
flavor. But it's because they're not, like, drenched in grease. It's, like, a healthier sort of French fry.
Well done. I feel like they're more drenched in grease because they're in the fryer for 9 minutes.
Right. That's why. But I'm saying if you don't get them like well done.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you can get fries regular, light well, or well done.
Oh. Okay.
And then light, they're way lighter. They're like not as golden, and they're just like a little bit undercooked. I feel like those.
Those are mushy. Probably like those better.
I like
maybe
that,
the light.
Yeah.
Just try them.
Okay, sure. I don't remember the last time I was in In-N-Out because, like,
why are the lines so long?
Yeah, the line. I'm just like, I find better burgers for far less of a wait.
I won't wait when I'm not.
You guys are all assholes. I love In-N-Out, and I will wait.
I feel like you love In-N-Out because you just wanted to be like part of California.
No, I like In-N-Out because I don't want fucking egg in my bun, and everyone's putting egg in their buns now. The ingredients are fresh. It's a family-owned business.
They're all family-owned businesses.
No, this is like legit. It's like
a really good business to work for. I think it's the best fast food place to work for.
It really is. They're so nice. Their ice cream's fire. Chick-fil-A is the worst because they literally openly donate to people that are anti-gay.
I think Chick-fil-A is whatever, but In-N-Out, they just have so many events too. They have like the annual picnic, kids' Christmas party. They do like softball tournaments, soccer tournaments.
Yeah, they like give back. They're a philanthropic company.
Okay,
they do a whole lot.
I respect. Now listen.
Their patty's also the healthiest,
I would say. That is what I'm going to ask her. Is it the health fresh thing for real?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would say. Because even when I don't work, I eat either like a protein style burger, which is basically it's wrapped in lettuce. You can also get it tomato wrapped too. I've never had that.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
It's on our screen.
That's cool.
Yeah. Do you guys know what whole grilled onions are?
Mm-mm. No.
Fucking bomb. Get it. It'll change your life. Oh, my God. I get extra whole grilled onion, and the cook's always like, fuck you, Nyleen. I'm just like, dude, I earned my keep. Please.
That's hilarious. And it's not frozen beef?
Beef? No.
And so that's what
I'm telling you. No, but yeah. I don't understand how you don't know that just by eating it. It's like, it is so obvious eating an In-N-Out burger compared to literally everywhere else. Shake Shack, McDonald's. No, I've never had the McDonald's
Shake Shack
burger.
Probably isn't frozen either.
No, it's so salted. I'm sure it is.
The fact that you're so vehemently against it really annoys
me. I'm not against it. I hate that you're so vehemently against In-N-Out. I love Shake Shack.
We only have fridges. No competition.
It's just so fresh.
Things are only in the fridge for like
one takes day. Me like 30 minutes longer for my In-N-Out burger, and it does. And it tastes half as
only
good.
It depends on what time you go. So if you
it's
go
better for
to
you.
In-N-Out like then from sh- 2 then freaking to
Shake Shack, you don't know what Shake Shack does.
I know this I know that this is like fresher and better than
you
Shake.
Are a branded.
Then look it up. Look
you're
it up.
A branded
then tell
monster.
Us.
She's literally like, I know this, even though I don't know Shake Shacks. I know that this is better.
You could tell by eating it. You could tell.
If you go to In-N-Out from 2 to 4:30, it's not going to be a long wait. If you go like 5 after 5, it's going to be a long wait.
Right.
11 and on, it dies down kind of. Just depends on the week, day of the week.
I love it.
So I won't go from like 12 to 1 because I just know it's rush hour.
Right. So
but, like 3 o'clock, you should be fine. But I don't know. It also depends like LA.
No, not in like the Hollywood area. Maybe if you're on the highway.
There's also like not that many, which is why there's such a long line.
Really?
Yeah, I think that may be it too.
Yeah, there's like 4 around me. And like LA's massive. Like think of McDonald's and like other fast food places.
The Chick-fil-A in LA also takes so long.
Yeah, it's like the only one.
Yeah.
I think it's just LA then because over here it's not that bad.
Oh, okay.
It's probably just like the central of LA.
Yeah, it's because when I'm over there, it's really long too. So.
All right, Nyleen. Thank you for putting up with our fight.
I love you guys.
We love you so much. Thank you for coming on. You're the best.
Thank you.
Bye, Nye.
All right, Naz, I pulled it up.
All right, pull it up.
It's Shake Shack. And if you're going according to their promotional, paperwork,
the nutritional guide online
on their website. Yeah. I'm going by their nutritional guide online. They say, we pride ourselves in sourcing on incredible ingredients from ranchers, farmers, bakers, and food somethings that all share the same values. They're dedicating that all their meat is antibiotic and hormone free. Our burgers are made with 100% Angus beef that is humanely raised, vegetarian fed, and sourced verified. Our chicken
is amazing.
Our chicken is real white meat that's fresh, never frozen. Our hot dogs are 100% beef from the pros at Vienna Beef in Chicago. Our fries are crinkle-cut golden potatoes with no trans fats. Our vanilla and chocolate frozen custards are made with real sugar, no high fructose corn syrup, and milk from dairy farmers who pledge not to use artificial growth hormones.
That's great.
Okay.
The only thing, I love Shake Shack. It's not that, it's when I go to Shake Shack, why is the lettuce so green? It is like the greenest thing ever. It literally looks like not like I'm like, this is like a farm raised lettuce.
That's what they're saying it is. They also go on to say that they have
like how is
US
it so
animal
green?
They have all this stuff online.
All right. Well,
and they
thank
also
you for
say
that
their
info.
Beef is fresh and never frozen.
Oh, well, then that's fabulous.
Okay. Thank you.
I guess just to me, I mean, I love Shake Shack. To me, like when I bite in In-N-Out, I guess I taste the healthiness and freshness of it. I'm not saying it tastes better. I'm just saying it tastes so fresh.
I still think this is because you're getting a drive-through experience versus a fast casual experience. And you don't expect to get that through a window.
I don't know. I haven't thought about that.
Okay.
Maybe.
Anyway, what a fascinating, thrilling, enthralling podcast we just put
thrilling
together.
Enthralling.
Lauren's looking at us like with judgment.
Lauren wants to get off.
I'm fine. I'm just really hungry, guys. I've been talking about food for an hour maybe longer. I'm so hungry. This house smells like chili and I'm just ready to eat it.
Mom made chili tonight?
Damn, that sounds so good.
Well, we'll see how it is.
Wendy's chili. We'll see if mom's
McDonald's.
Oh my God, Wendy's chili. Damn, we needed to get someone from Wendy's.
See, Wendy's chili is the finger.
So Wendy's chili does taste like blood. I'm just putting it out there.
Wait, really? You think so?
It freaking tastes like blood. There's so much iron in there.
So much iron.
Yeah, maybe you're right. I don't remember it. I just want to know why the patties are square. The Frosty is fucking fire.
Because they don't cut corners.
But isn't that what's so true? They're not wasting some beef or something. So they just like slice. I don't know. That wouldn't make any
sense. That could be a thing.
But
there, I will say Wendy's is number one when it comes to the spicy chicken nuggets, I think.
I mean, I don't even get the spicy, but the chicken nuggets for sure.
I tried the McDonald's spicy chicken nuggets 2 days ago.
Oh, really?
Being really healthy over here. and they are quite good. Very spicy.
I've been hearing good things about that.
Did you get dad to have them? You should get dad to have them because he's so into spicy.
I'll do a taste test of the spicy Wendy, the spicy.
Oh yay! Dad taste test. I can Eddie. I love it. I love when you guys did Chick-fil-A and Popeyes with them, right? And he liked which one better?
Well, he liked Chick-fil-A after Popeyes, and then we did Wendy's versus Chick-fil-A because I think that Chick-fil-A is a little overrated, and I think it's on par with Wendy's.
Yeah,
and
Wendy's won.
Picked Wendy's,
but he thought it was Chick-fil-A. Right? Yeah, I remember that video. That's so
he really
funny.
Did. Huh?
Yeah, I agree.
Wow.
I agree.
Well, this has just been, guys, honestly, if anyone knows, I consider us fast food connoisseurs.
And hopefully one day we will be when we go to St. Louis.
Yeah. Really She's safe. Like, now I work for all of them. We're like, what in the world?
All right, guys, let us know. Subscribe, follow us on Instagram. Let us know in the Facebook group what your favorite fast food is and why. And we love you.
Yeah, I love you guys. So fun.
Bye.
Bye.
If you want to be the most interesting person at the cocktail party, well, hop on over and listen to the Brain Candy Podcast.
Our award-winning content will have you laughing whilst you're learning.
We read all the best articles, books, and studies and keep up with new TV shows, documentaries, and pop culture. Then cram it all into two shows a week.
Conspiracy theories, cannibal rabbits, unsolved mysteries, the history of the Walkman. There's something for everyone.
The Brain Candy Podcast. Find our link in the show notes.
Podcast. Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.